You have tuned in to another episode of The Double-Edged Factor. I am your host, Rob Manuel, and peace and blessings unto you. Before we get going, be sure to like, follow, and hit that subscribe button, because the more positive interactions you put out there, the more they push this podcast to people who've never heard it before, which will allow us to grow and have a greater impact on more people around the world. So, do me that favor, I would certainly appreciate it. Today, let's jump into two of the most powerful yet underestimated forces in human communication. I'm talking about timing and tone. We're going to explore why these seemingly simple concepts can make or break relationships, careers, and even entire movements. Let's start with the story. Picture this. It's 1963, and Martin Luther King Jr. is scheduled to speak at the March on Washington. The original plan was for him to deliver a carefully crafted political moderate speech. But in that moment, standing before a quarter of a million people, something shifted. The timing felt right. The crowd's energy was electric. And so he set aside his prepared remarks and spoke from the heart. I have a dream. That wasn't good timing. That was actually perfect timing. And the tone, it wasn't angry or demanding, despite the injustices being protested. It was hopeful. It was inclusive. It was visionary. That combination of impeccable timing and carefully chosen tone didn't just make history. It changed the trajectory of the entire nation. But the timing and tone aren't just for historical moments. They're working in our lives every day, right now, in ways we don't even realize. I want you to think about the last time you had an argument. Last time, think it was somebody you cared about. I'm willing to bet it wasn't really about what you thought it was about. Maybe your partner left the dishes in the sink and you exploded. But was it really about the dishes? Or was it about the fact that you had a brutal day at work and you were exhausted and those dishes just became the final straw? Now, what you might have said might have been valid. It's all right. We agreed to keep the kitchen clean, but when you said it, right when you walked in the door, still carrying the stress of the day, and how you said it with frustration and accusation rather than curiosity, that's what turned a simple conversation into a fight. And this is where timing becomes fascinating from a neuroscience perspective. Our brains aren't rational computers processing information objectively. They are actually, I'm going to call them pattern recognition machines, constantly scanning for threats and opportunities. When someone approaches us with feedback or request, our brain is immediately asking, is this person safe? Are they for me or against me? Should I fight, flee, or listen? And here's the crucial part. That assessment, it happens in just milliseconds, long before the rational part of the brain even processes the actual words that are being spoken. Tone of voice, facial expressions, body language, and yes, timing. They're all sending signals that our primitive brains interprets as either friend or foe. Let's talk about the workplace for a little bit. I've seen some brilliant ideas die, not because they were bad ideas, but because they were presented at the wrong time or with the wrong tone. I knew this design manager who had this great innovative interior design concept, but she pitched it during a budget meeting where everybody was stressed out about cuts. and she presented it with an almost defensive tone as if she expected resistance. That same idea presented about 3 weeks later after a successful product launch. She did it with enthusiasm and confidence rather than defensiveness. Suddenly, everybody was interested. Nothing about the idea changed. It had everything to do in the context and way she did it. This reminds me of something that I heard from one of my friend's grandmother. She said, you can say anything to anyone as long as you say it the right way and at the right time. Say that again. You can say anything to anyone as long as you can say it in the right way and at the right time. Now, at that time, I thought she was talking about just being polite. Then I realized she was actually sharing one of the most profound truths about human psychology. Consider how timing affects our most important relationships. There's a reason we talk about reading the room, knowing when to hold them and when to fold them. The same, I love you, can feel like a gift or a burden, depending on when it's said. The same constructive criticism can feel like care, or it can feel like an attack, depending on the tone. So, how do we get better at this? How do we develop better timing and tone? First, let's talk about timing. The secret isn't just about finding the perfect moment. It's about recognizing the wrong moments. Learn to read the emotional states, both of yourself and others. Are you frustrated? Are you tired? Are you distracted? Then it's probably not the best time to have that difficult conversation. Is that other person stressed? Are they rushing? Are they dealing with something else? Then wait. Good timing often means patience. It means sitting with discomfort for a little while, just a little while longer, so you can address it in a clearer headspace. It means asking yourself, what am I hoping to accomplish here? And is this the right moment where I'm most likely to achieve that? Now, tone, this one's a little trickier because we often don't hear ourselves in the way others hear us. When we're passionate about something, we might sound aggressive. When we're nervous, we might sound uncertain, or even when we're confident in our ideas. When we're trying to be helpful, we might sound a little condescending. So here's a practical tip. Before important conversations, spend about 30 seconds thinking about the tone you want to convey, not just the message. Do you want to sound curious or certain, collaborative or directive, warm or professional? Then consciously adjust your voice, pace, and words, and choose it to match your intention. But there's something deeper happening here. Timing and tone are really about empathy in action. They're about recognizing that communication isn't just about transferring information from one brain to someone else's. It's about creating a moment of connection where real understanding can happen. When we get timing and tone right, we're essentially saying, I see you. I understand where you are right now. I care enough about this relationship to present my thoughts in a way that you can actually hear. And this matters just more now than ever, because we're living in an era with constant communication, text messages, emails, social media, video calls, things of that nature. But the quality of communication doesn't equal the quality. In fact, the speed and volume of our digital interactions can make us lazy about timing and tone. Think about how many misunderstandings have happened because someone sent a tense email while they were busy, and that recipient interpreted that as anger. How many relationships have been damaged poorly due to poorly timed text messages or social media posts? The companies that thrive through they understand this. The leaders who inspire rather than manage understand this as well. The families who stay close through difficult times understand this. They recognize that how you say something and when you say it can be more important than what you're actually trying to say. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. Every interaction you have today, whether it's breakfast with your partner, your colleague in a meeting, or the barista making your coffee, all of these are opportunities for you to practice timing and tone. Practicing to slow down just enough to consider what you want to communicate, but not just what you want to communicate, but how and when you can communicate it effectively. Because here's the truth. People might forget what you say. They might even forget what you did. But they'll never forget how you made them feel. And how you make them feel is largely determined by your timing and your tone. The next time you have something important to say, pause, take a breath, ask yourself, is this the right moment? Am I approaching this with the tone that matches my true intention? Am I creating space for understanding, or am I just venting out my own frustration? Master timing and tone, and you don't just become a better communicator. You become someone who actually wants to listen, that people actually want to listen to. And in a world where everyone is talking and few are truly listening, that might be your greatest superpower. Till next time, may your words land exactly where and when they are meant to. This is Rob Manuel with the Double Edge Factor. And if you found this episode or even a few words value added, share this episode with just one person. The only way we grow this podcast is when you guys share it. The more you share, the greater impact we can have on more listeners around the world. So hit that subscribe button to never miss another episode. Or you can find the Double Edge Factor on linktree.com, where you can join that free email list and have access to all of our social media outlets. And I'll leave you with this, my friends. Be intentional with your words, your thoughts, and your actions. And always find a way to be a blessing to someone else today.